Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Florida, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. Now to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, the hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep our country free and safe from the coronavirus. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there doing that. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. From FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the Taliban is saying that they are going to let a couple of hundred Americans go. It apparently is down there out of Kabul, not the other area. We started to talk about that before we got cut off. And we're also hearing some foreign nationals will be allowed to go, hop in the aircraft, and away they go. But nothing at the other airport yet.
The other one is Mazar-e Sharif.
Right. So
we don't know who the 200 is. So I don't necessarily want to say that they're Americans. They could be dual citizens. We don't know that yet. But they're just saying 200. So they say that it'll happen by the end of today. So one plane will necessarily leave today. You can put 200 on a plane.
Yeah, or more if they bring in a big transport.
Well, but we're not doing transports anymore.
Oh, that's
so
right.
This will be on either Ariana or Cam Air.
Okay, because those planes I don't think are as big now that I think about it.
Well, I mean, a 737 can hold
150, 200.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, you got a majority of Americans. Oh, and by the way, this is the other big news from last night. I need to get this out there right now. Bagram Air Base is about to have some new tenants, and they will be getting their orders from Beijing, as China is announcing they are considering taking over the Bagram Air Base at the request of the Taliban and putting a military installation there, complete with their aircraft, military aircraft, and their troops.
This was first raised several days ago by former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. And Daily Mail, or the Telegraph of the U.K., brought it up as well. China is denying this. but, you know, we don't trust China for anything. So, yeah, I would judge slowly on this one. My sense is that it will likely at some point happen, because the Taliban has sent delegations at least once, and maybe more than once, to meet with the senior leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. So, now, I think if it happens, it would happen under what is known as debt trapping, which means that China would say to Taliban, hey, you need some money? Okay, we'll offer you some money, but in exchange, it'll be on a loan, and we expect you to repay it. And then when they know they can't repay it because they're going to be lousy at running the government and any kind of commerce, the economy, that they would default, and then China ends up owning it, which is known as debt trapping. And China's been doing this for years and years and years. So I think that that is how they would concoct it.
Now, have you seen the new Taliban cabinet, which consists of four former Gitmo detainees who were all traded for Bo Bergdahl?
I wrote about it yesterday.
I know, yeah.
So the answer to that is yes. The blame, you know, I titled my article, The Blame Begins with Obama.
Right. You're right.
That, you know, he released these five, and so four of them are now part of the soon-to-be sworn-in Taliban government. And swearing-in, by the way, takes place on 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you seen Joe Biden is demanding the Trump appointees that are on the military academy boards that go through the applications to decide who gets on the military academies? He's asking them all to resign. Matter of fact, he's demanding they resign, which they don't have to because they were appointed. And Kellyanne Conway is saying not so fast. And the other one was a former, what, press secretary for Trump, who's now got a television show.
Sean Spicer.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but they say we're not going anywhere.
Well, it's common that, you know, that happens. Let's not forget that Obama, remember, we talked about this years ago, but Obama, it's called burrowing in. And so you take some of your operatives and you put them into some very interesting and, in some cases, obscure positions that the next administration can't really do anything about getting rid of them. So they're there at five.
Okay.
So Obama was famous for it.
Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, FoundersCode.com, the website to go to find out more about Denise Simon. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Keep in mind, the author and grandmother and mother of Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the book, is going to be here on the 23rd of September for the big event we're having over at the Grand Hyatt. You can meet her there, and she's going to have a table set up and all that stuff, and I'll also be by her table as well as some other ones as I wander around. But education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. And the sooner that youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. And that's why we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, to the program. Now, she's written some great go-to books, three of them, for the grade school kids. And they're great for homeschooling. They're great for just the kids in general to read, because when they see the little cute Yorkshire named Tuggy, they're going to just want to pick that book up and read it. And I'll tell you, even you will want to read it, because I'll bet you, just like me, you'll learn about things you didn't know about. How about that? Now, you can visit the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. It comes in English and Spanish, the books, that is. And locally, you can find them at the Coastal Market, number 607, 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. Stop by there, pick the book up, or go to TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
We have Mary on the line. I'm going to go right to her. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask Denise, usually if when voting comes around, they look at kitchen table issues. I think the big one, again, is going to be COVID. Had a friend who loved Governor DeSantis down here, thought he was doing great things, except the mask issue is where he drew the line on thinking that DeSantis was kind of a good guy. And I have friends. COVID seems to be the overriding issue. Until that hoax is exposed, I think that's going to be a dividing line for any kind of coming election.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, DeSantis is essentially saying, look, parents need to be back in charge here over the school boards and so forth when it comes to masks. And he has also put businesses, the burden on businesses, too. He's trying not to be over powerful. He's letting the power be within the grassroots. So I happen to agree with that. He did not do mandatory masks, but I think the other overriding voting issue is going to be inflation in the economy. It's going to get worse, and I'm hearing this. I think two things are indicators of the economy getting worse. One is transportation, because that tells you what part of the economy is moving and not moving, and the other is the big box stores. Certainly the Lowe's and the Home Depot's, because the supply chain is just in real trouble. Now, with these forest fires and these hurricanes, we are now getting to the point where wood is going to be in shortage again, shingles are going to be in shortage again, and that's going to stop a lot of manufacturing. I don't hear anything out of this Biden administration that says that they are addressing the supply chain.
No.
And not only are things stopped in Long Beach, but we also have it in Miami too. So I mean, there's ship after ship down there. So I think the COVID is going to be an issue, and I think inflation/economy because of the supply chain is going to be a big issue.
Well, we've got an interesting story going on right now with Joe Biden and his polling numbers. They keep going down and down and down, and Real Clear Politics has him down below 50% for the first time in a long time. That's all the polls. Washington, the ABC News, Washington Post poll has him down at 52%, which is the lowest he's been at since they started, but that is predominantly Democrat. But then you've got this poll that came out yesterday from YouGov, The Economist. And his overall popularity, his approval rating, was at 39%, disapproval at 50% overall. And when you go down and look at the numbers, if it wasn't for the Hispanics that like him, the blacks that like him, the white women with college degrees that like him, the Democrats that like him, he would be totally underwater and not electable by what I'm looking at here with some of these numbers.
Well, if you listen real carefully, he is, any place that he makes a stop, if he does make a stop, outside of the White House, it is really to union shops.
Yeah.
So that tells you that this administration as well, they're going to fight and fight hard to terminate right to work states.
Yeah.
States have never been more important. The federalist system of government that we have has never been more important than it is right now. And this administration is challenging virtually every part of that, including the fact that now that you've got our attorney general, and what is he doing? He's going after Texas for the recent law that they just did on
right.
abortion.
Right.
And they just passed their voting law, too, so they don't believe in the federalist system of government. So these governors, and I would say state legislatures, had better start paying some real close attention to these consequences.
Now, the other place where Biden has really lost any type of influence is in Europe and France in particular. Little old Mr. Macron over there has really made it upon himself to become the big leader in Europe right now, or at least he's trying, because Germany and their chancellor, the current one that's there, because Merkel is going, they're kind of taking a back seat, and France is kind of taking the front seat.
Well, if you look at Politico, the European version of Politico, you will see where Angela Merkel, too, out front is saying nice things, but behind the scenes, she's not. So he is clearly underwater when it comes to Biden, when it comes to relationships with France, Germany, especially Germany, and that's a big one. It was beginning to fall apart prior to the Afghanistan debacle, but now it's become much worse. So you can imagine the conversations at NATO right about now are pretty interesting. Yep.
Now, a Gold Star mother and a Gold Star father, two different soldiers that were killed, Marines actually, that were killed in Kabul, have reached out to former President Donald Trump and invited him to the funerals of their children. And they said it would be such an honor if you could attend. And the one is a girl and the other one's a boy. And the Marine Corps lad, the young man, was a tremendous fan of Donald Trump's. He had his hats and his shirts and all that stuff. I hope Donald Trump does that simply because I think it would be a really great thing for him to do to honor what's happened here. Compliments of Joe Biden, who, by the way, he won't be going. He won't be going.
Biden, I think Biden's attending whatever event.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the funerals for these young men and women that died.
Oh.
He's not going to them, yeah.
I don't know what Trump's plans are, except that is he not announcing a fight?
Yes, he is. Yep, this weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I don't know where it's at, but yeah, it's champion. It's who is it? It's what's his face? Oh shoot! Oh,
is it Evander Holyfield?
Yeah, yep, I believe so. Mm-hmm. All right, gotta let you go. Talk to you tonight on the Radio.
Yes,
have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A
Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's five largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted their own mask policies. The state education board has responded by threatening to withhold the pay of those school board members who voted to put a mask mandate in place in their district. And the World Health Organization is calling for a pause on COVID booster shots until the end of the year. The WHO's director general said Wednesday that richer countries should put a hold on offering the third doses and make those shots available to poorer countries who had a hard time of obtaining enough doses. Israel has already begun offering boosters to those who've already received a two-dose regimen, and the Biden administration has targeted September 20th as the date that boosters will be available in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at, what they're all about, after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can stop and you can take a tour and you can find out what they're all about, which is something that I would strongly recommend, so you can see for yourself what it is that an aviation maintenance tech does and see if it's for you. Because the job is not just a job. It's not something you're going to bounce around skipping around doing. It's a long-time, long-term commitment where you're going to make a lot of money, get a lot of benefits. And if you want to travel, you can travel all around the world. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, take a look at what's on the website and what they have to offer. After you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here on the other side of Tampa Bay where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. But the number to call, again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. You'll be able to talk to a student or two, be able to talk to an instructor or two, be able to talk to the financial people and find out what it's all about and how to get the student loan. By the way, if you're post 9/11 and a military person has served in the military post 9/11, more than likely, if you have not used your educational benefits, it will take care of you 100%. So call them, 800-659-2080, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You know, we left it to the terrorists. Biden abandoned it weeks before. The entire Afghan government collapsed. I'm talking about the Bagram Air Base. We also had a ton of terrorists detained there who were released by the Taliban. Now, maybe it has been used to get our people out, could have been used to get our people out as we scrambled to leave the country, but Biden oversaw it, and it became a shambolic exit that left Americans behind stranded. Now he's acting as if everything is fine, while entrusting his State Department to handle future exits of Americans and anyone else who wants to leave. Folks, this will not be successful. Now, we have no troops on the ground. We have no leverage. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in way over his head with this position and has no clue what he's doing. He's winging it. He's not our top diplomat. He's a deer in the headlights guy. And the fact is, China is rolling into Afghanistan, and that should worry all of us, not the least little bit, because China rolled over Blinken in their first meeting in Anchorage, Alaska, to begin with. Remember that? China's now making power moves, and have been since we left, and they could be the newest occupiers of the Bagram Air Base. Now, we don't know this for sure, but a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry issued a carefully crafted denial of plans for the imminent takeover of the military airfield, roughly an hour from Kabul, after the Taliban said that the Chinese would be taking over the base. I think the Chinese are going to take over this base. Why wouldn't they? It's operational. It's got everything they want. Gives them an extended range for their bombers and for their troops to operate from. We'll see. We'll see. But that's what I think. Now, the Taliban, of course, formed an acting government in Afghanistan, saying that permanent leadership needs to be named soon as the protests grow. And we've seen the protests, and we've seen what the Taliban is doing to break up the protests. They're shooting. Shooting to scare them, to disband them. So far, it's up in the air. But it won't be for long. Watch and see. It won't be for long. They'll start shooting at the protesters. Which, for all I know, they may have done already. In some cases. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see. And while the over-horizon capabilities have never been stronger, a large counterterrorism strategy is now needed for the U.S. to use our over-the-horizon capabilities to stop the drug shipments, the opium, that's coming out of Afghanistan. Can we do it? Well, we should be able to, but we'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, building on friendly relations, Beijing has secured with the new Taliban government in Afghanistan, China is now considering new ways to expand their influence and embarrass the U.S., not just in Afghanistan, but in other countries in Southeast Asia. Will they be able to, is the question. Will they be able to? Oh, by the way, in case you haven't heard, airmen and guardians have about 2 months to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, active duty airmen and guardians have until November 2nd. Reservists have until December 2nd. What's going to happen after that if they don't? Not sure, but it looks like as if they could get a dishonorable discharge, and that would not help them. And the public is invited now to submit their ideas for renaming 10 Army posts and 2 Navy bases. Get a hold of them. Let them know what you think the name should be. It's your favorite base. It's probably got an Indian name attached to it. By the way, the Defense Department has created a new task force dedicated to address the ongoing challenges with its supply chain, visibility, and resiliency, including ways to mitigate the risk. We'll see how all that works out. And as 9/11 gets closer, on a clear blue September morning that terror struck, Brigadier General Kevin Coppock was preparing to grapple with mock nuclear hell from his desk at the Offutt Air Force Base as they were planning on what they weren't sure was coming, but they entered the contingency for a nuclear plant, at a nuclear attack, that is, at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. A lot of things happened that day. A lot of things. And I'm going to be over in Clearwater on Friday for the Bel Air Women's Republican Club luncheon. They're having it on Friday. I'll be there at the country club. And then Saturday, I'll be at Mission Barbecue's West Waters Street, West Waters store, for the event they're having that day. That'll be at 11 a.m. when the store opens. The one over at the Golf Club is, I think, at 11 a.m. also, when they open up to let you in. But the food part of it is all taken care of there. In order to come in, there is a donation required. You'll have to pay if you want to come to Clearwater at the table on the way in the door, but you can do that. But just don't expect to get any food because the food will be gone. They've only had 200 and some odd meals, and they're all spoken for, all taken care of. Okay. Chris Markowski coming up. Going to talk some business with him and see what he has to say about everything that's all business related. Kathy's going to take you to break, and Kathy is going to give you the phone number. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, before I get into my conversation with the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Remember, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that is going to save you money. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, I was looking at the Federal Reserve's tally of consumer credit, which was published yesterday, and it revealed that Americans in July had dramatically pulled back their use of what the central bankers call revolving credit. Did you notice that?
I wasn't really paying that much attention to the revolving credit numbers. I mean, revolving credit can be a myriad of different things from, checking, overdraft protection, credit cards, various different things. We did see, obviously, in some of the retail numbers that people were spending a lot less. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that people are just holding off on buying things. I think we've talked about this in the past. I mean, I've done it myself. I need outdoor furniture, my new house, finishing things up, backyard. And I look around and I see the price of things right now, and I'm like, get out of here. I'm not spending that kind of money. It's just, how many people have done that? How many listeners have looked at something, can't believe the price of it, and said, forget it. I'll just hold off. I'll wait, And I think that's one of the things that's holding a lot of the spending back.
Well, you rapidly become Mr. Fix-It when times like these happen, when prices go out of sight, right?
Yeah. Again, that will benefit companies like Home Depot and Lowe's as well. But you're learning to deal, with purchasing a little bit less.
Yeah. Now let's talk about job openings, because job openings hit a new record high, even as the pace of hiring was a little changed. But highlighting the unflagging struggle of many businesses to expand their payrolls is the fact that they can't find anybody to take the jobs because they still don't want to go to work, even though the extra unemployment from the federal government was just taken away from the states.
Don't forget, you also got the child credit money that started up in June, which the reality is that, if you've got a kid in the house, you're getting more from that than you were from the extended unemployment. Many states are extending the eviction moratorium. They're doing it statewide. So, again, you don't have to pay rent there. They enhanced food stamps, so you can still get by, and that's what many people are deciding to do. They're kind of figuring out ways around things, not to mention, the disability rolls continue to go up. I'm sure that, long COVID is going to end up being a disability. Fear of COVID is going to end up becoming a disability, and you're going to continue to see those rolls continue to rise.
Well, that may explain why Joe Biden's popularity, his approval rating, has absolutely gone in the toilet right now. His popularity has dropped now to 39% in the latest YouGov Economist poll.
Yeah, I'm not a big, you look at some of these polls and you could take them for what they're worth. As poor as a job as he has done, he gets his stimulus and his $3.5 trillion package through and starts sending out more checks to people. He'll become popular again. I mean,
right.
That's unfortunately the way that this country
right.
has dripped since the mid 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Is that more and more entitlements, more and more handouts, more mm-hmm. and more giveaways. And it's not just Democrats that have done this. It was interesting. I was reading that since the Great Society, mm-hmm. Entitlement spending has gone up at a greater rate under Republican presidents than it has mm-hmm. under Democrat presidents. So it's both sides that are looking to buy votes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it puts this country into this European model that we have now.
All right. We've got a couple of callers on the line. Both of these people usually ask really good questions. So, Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Good morning, Chris. Real quick, what are we going to do? Janet Yellen says that next month, if they don't do something, the U.S. is not going to be able to pay its bills. If you and I managed our checking account the way these people do, we would be under the jail. So what do you have to say about that? Thank you.
Well, the tax revenue is still coming in.
Sure.
You know, if they hit the debt ceiling, they'll sure. still be able to pay interest on the debt. They'll still be able to send out Social Security checks. Payroll taxes continue to come in.
Yep.
That's one of the biggest, you know, piles of bull excrement that Treasury secretaries yep. and politicians have used.
You're right.
Money continues to come in. Certain parts of the government will have to be shut down. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. So, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, they play this game every single time with the debt ceiling. The reality is yeah, certain government workers are going to be furloughed. Absolutely. But will we continue to make our interest payments? Yes, we have to. Mm-hmm. It's based upon the Constitution.
You're right. Okay, now, number two, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Now there's a $300 a month, a week, whatever it is, $300 a week thing is being discontinued. Will this drive the workers back into the workforce, and how will that affect the economy as far as the fact that money will not be coming into the economy? In other words, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, Chris, let me start by saying this. I know people that were getting that extra $300 a week that were unemployed that went out and bought a lawnmower were more lawns for cash money.
Oh, sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you could do some various different gig work and other things and do things for cash. Absolutely, you know, that has happened. But, you know, again, also, you know, that's not the only form of stimulus that's going out. You know, we talk about over $400 billion was stolen from the COVID aid programs going out to people who weren't working. You think it's difficult for somebody to say all of a sudden claim that I have three kids illegally and then start getting extra money from the government saying that they have kids? I mean, it's not a difficult thing to defraud the government. It's quite simple. You want to rip off the federal government, piece of cake. You're able to do that. You know, what's sad is that, you know, you got Joe Biden wanting to enhance the IRS and all this enhanced IRS enforcement going after everybody and tracking every time you spend any money, yet the people running Washington, D.C. can't even hand out checks properly.
He should start by looking at himself.
Listen, he's not running the show, Matt.
I know.
Yeah, he's just there, you know, coming out and reading off the teleprompter. You know that.
Did you see the latest picture when he was looking down at his watch that it was one of those video watches and who he was looking at?
No, I didn't.
Barack Obama with a set of headphones and a mic telling him what to do.
Yeah, listen, he's got people that are handling him. I think we kind of, you know, knew that from the get-go. But, but again, you know, same thing worked for Obama as well. He had a lot of handlers as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you learn on the fly. But, again, fundamental transformation of America, I get it. I know they're still trying to do it, and, you know, they're getting closer. I don't think they'll get it all done.
It started in the 1960s, and it's just, you know, it will continue to head in that direction.
Okay, real quick, the Labor Department is granting $6.7 million to fight COVID-19 at work.
I don't get it. I mean, it's just how difficult this is, and all these grants and all this money. It's not that difficult. It really, you know, you want to, you know, give some lower interest loans to, you know, improve ventilation systems, fine, but I don't think it should be handouts or giveaways.
And the Dems are going to put a pathway to citizenship for all these refugees in the $3.5 trillion bill.
Yeah, I kind of expected to see that to happen at some point. Listen, I do think that we need to help these refugees in some way. I do think that we probably want to work with some of the countries in the Middle East, too, to try to house some of them there.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website you go to, and we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.